For WagrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. A Dothan man's body has been recovered from Lake Eufaula as of Wednesday evening. Police say 65-year-old Will Anthony Newman was on a fishing trip yesterday when he fell overboard. His body was recovered by the search and recovery dive team around 8 p.m. last night. A push is continuing to expand Medicaid in Alabama. Several hundred people rallied outside the state house in Montgomery this week with a call to provide care for more people statewide. A representative from the nonpartisan alliance Cover Alabama says that there are indications that Medicaid expansion could pay for itself within 6 years. The journey for an American Idol contestant from the Wiregrass is over. Geneva County's Brent McAuliffe earned a golden ticket to get on American Idol during the Alabama auditions, but failed to make the cut down to 24 on Monday's show. The Samson native and high school quarterback told WDHN he was grateful for the opportunity and will continue to pursue music. A Montgomery man is behind bars in Dothan after authorities say he was caught cashing fraudulent checks around town this week. Police received a call Tuesday from a bank where Courtney Jermaine Johnson was attempting to cash a fraudulent check. Officers say he had already cashed some checks at other banks the same day. A new bill in Alabama may ease religious exemptions for school vaccines. Under SB 246, a parent or guardian would be able to file a written statement to the local school board of education to have the child exempt from vaccines. Currently, children must be up to date on vaccines but are not required to be vaccinated against COVID. Well, who wants to be a billionaire? Nobody won the $1 billion Powerball jackpot last night, although there was a $1 million winner in Georgia. The top prize now grows to $1.2 billion, with a cash value lump sum payout of more than $595 million. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.